I tend to think that this SATOP program is really good because if someone is breaking the rules and drinking and driving, they have issues. They need to, I'm not trying to overly judge, but that's a way to target people who need help, who need intervention. And sometimes those SATOP courses can be successful and can divert people's drinking habits or drug habits and help them. Would you find that to be true?
I do. I think the biggest obstacle is it's very expensive. I mean, it's a two-part thing. It's $350 or so for the interview, the assessment, give or take. And then it's $150 for the class. And, you know, that's on top of hiring a lawyer and having all these court costs and fines, you know. But I think it's helpful. And they do it right. I mean, they have different levels. You know, I have a client, he blew 0.082, okay? So does he deserve to be in the same class of third-time offenders or people who blew a 0.2 something? No, and they do a good job of, you know, drawing that line in the different levels of treatment, who needs what. I do think it helps people, but, you know, ultimately those people leave SATOP, they're done, and it's going to be up to them whether or not next time they're out having fun, if they about their experience and if it's going to be an ongoing deterrent for them. It's going to be up to the person